Etched across the walls of inner city Cairo amidst the shouting from angry protesters are many graffiti tags bearing the words Facebook and Twitter. What's been dubbed as a social media revolution by many reports that have covered the various demonstrations held have been slammed by others as a little too optimistic. Sahail Dardal first suggested as a doctoral research body to investigate the role of social media as the power to create change and democracy in the Middle East, he's overwhelmed with ideas and possible content, as reports seem to be emerging every day as to how the online world is in fact allowing a free voice. Not only that, but he is also practically attempting to bridge the gap between East and West by producing award-winning online documentaries. But he's come a long way from student protests in Jordan over 20 years ago. And we look at how the technologies have indeed made it easier to ensure a free voice is heard.
I have been one of these activists in the Middle East, and I was living in Jordan at the time. And, you know, I was at the University of Jordan, you know, participating in the in demonstrations, asking for, you know, the right to freedom of speech and a student union. And so I was in the middle of it at the time.
What was it like for you being 23 years ago in Jordan as a student? How much of a presence did you feel that you had there in terms of your voice?
Our voice was heard among, you know, in the university through actually demonstrations and through putting our life at risk. We didn't have, like, you know, the technologies that you have today with, you know, things like Twitter and Facebook. And so the only way we could reach people was physically going and talking to people. So we had things like petitions that you would actually go and get people to sign and, you know, risk that, you know, the Secret Services is one of these people that you happen to ask to sign. So it was like that. So it was kind of more in the streets or in the campus.
Looking at your own research that you do as part of your doctoral studies, what are some of the key findings that you've encountered so far?
Surprising findings is that, in fact, social media cannot happen by itself. Social media is so important, and it's more than just a communication tool, but it does need actions on the streets and maybe infrastructure. You know, the stuff I was doing 23 years ago and I thought was in vain is actually coming to, and it's actually all the infrastructure that we've created as activists 23 years ago is now being utilized and was possible for it to become a tip, to come mainstream through social media.
What I was interested in finding when I was sort of looking at your background was indeed the fact that you almost seem to have harnessed this theory side of, you know, the power of social media, but also you've almost done it on that practical level by your own, these online documentaries. They seem to be specifically produced to be, you know, enjoyed on that interactive level. They're not just videos posted online. How much did you feel, you know, a need to tell that story, I guess, in that way?
Well, I mean, I've started doing social media documentaries and putting them online, in the late 1990s. And so, like, you know, at the time people would you know, just look at me and, like, bewildered about the fact that I was saying that there are power in putting real content online and creating a compelling story. The online medium is such a powerful tool, but not utilized enough because a lot of people are using it as a secondary tool. The idea is that you need to give anything justice in terms of telling the story. And the fact that it's online doesn't mean you have to tell it in a less effective way or take any shortcuts. And, you know, Long Journey, Young Life, it's a documentary about the refugees, so it's a very important subject, and especially because, like, my documentary is only told from the point of view of children,
yes.
And so it's really important that story is heard that way, and that's why we actually didn't skim on quality.
What next for you? I guess as everything continues to evolve, Libya, Tunisia, I was looking at something about Libya forging an online dating site so that they could escape Gaddafi censorship.
At the moment, I'm working on two things. I'm working on my thesis, and so I'm working on creating, online activist campaigns in Australia, related to Australia and, you know, related to multicultural policies in Australia, and I think this is going to be the next hot topic in the next election. And so I'm really working on creating.
How does your research kind of, you know, evolve or is impacted by what continues to happen every day?
Yeah, I'm trying to catch up now. Actually, it's funny because when I wanted to do my thesis and I said my subject's going to be about, you know, social media and activism, a lot of people were saying, you know, it might become valid in the next few years. Who knows? Yes, no.
And I guess from another angle, is there a danger in depending too much on these sources that are very hard to know on who's kind of involved? I mean, as we saw in Egypt, they cut all the internet off and then brought it back up.
Well, from a research point of view, you need to kind of, people are still scrambling to understand what is the best methodologies to research online. So yes, you know, there are big questions about that. And I think you have, as in the same way I say activism has to happen online and offline, I think the research has to happen online and offline. That's why I need to go there. From a storytelling point of view, I think social media provides a compelling platform that, you know, that has been used by the activists. And, you know, I would like to use it as well to voice what can be done in the future, especially for, you know, how can we relate this to Australia? You know, a lot of people in the US and, you know, around the world are asking this question of, you know, what's happening in the Middle East and the activism and the revolts that's happening using social media. Can we relate that to our situation in our country? And I think Australia, just like any other country, we need to look at that as well. And how can we do to, you know, rectify some of the situations that's happening here?
That was Sahail Dardal, who is completing a PhD thesis about social media enabling change